So you are at a lot of these games at Comerica Park, and there's chatter in the press box, and I've seen you in that press box. You can't shut up.
What does that mean?
You are like a court jester. Like, you are the life of the party.
That's not true. I don't say a word.
Right. You're just quiet.
I am.
The one time a day you don't talk. Right.
Thank you for that.
What has been discussed in the press box, and maybe this is something people in the city agree with?
So it's weird, Jim, because the trade deadline is on the 31st. So it's this month. Like, after the All-Star game, it's nothing but trade deadline talk every day on 97.1 The Ticket, trying to figure out what Scott Harris is going to do. And there is this growing sentiment, and work with me here, and I've heard this conversation twice in one day, and I've heard listeners on 97.1 The Ticket talk about it too. And it's simply, Scott Harris needs to go get high leverage relievers. We agree with that, right?
Yes.
Yes. Like a fireballer, swing and miss guys, the pitch in the late innings.
New shapes and velos and all that.
Because last year's bullpen probably not working as well as it did last year. The other sentiment is maybe get a starting pitcher. And then there's the belief by a lot of people, and again, conversation twice in the Comerica Park press box over the last couple days, you don't need an offensive piece. You don't need the right-handed bat. You don't need to waste your prospects on offense because you have a top-five offense, a top-five run differential, a top-five home run team, and more than anything, and this line has come up a couple times, and it kills me, where are you going to play him?
Okay.
That's what people say. If you trade for a bat, where are you going to play him? Because people are in love with this offense and this team. And every time I hear it, I bite my tongue because I don't want to get into an argument in the press box.
You?
Yeah, I don't argue. I just pretty much sit there and take it. But my God, dude, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Where are you going to play him? You don't want to get better? You have a once-in-a-lifetime, or at least 41-year opportunity, to win a World Series, and you're telling me you're good with this offense? And they've been great. I'm not saying they're not, but how can you argue with the belief to get better?
Are they better than the Dodgers?
No.
Okay, then you need to add.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, like, to me, like,
extinguish that pretty quickly.
Beginning, middle, and end of the conversation. Are you the best roster in baseball? I know they have the best record. Are they the best roster in baseball?
No,
it's the Dodgers.
And
in a seven-game series, I'd take the Dodgers over the Tigers. So what can you do to bridge the gap? You add, and some of that's in the bullpen. I think that's the primary need. But the idea that this offense is perfect, flawless, there's no need for any upgrades at all. Now, I think there are fewer guys that would be upgrades because of how good they are.
Sure.
But there are still guys who would be upgrades. And I'm not going to do the Bregman routine. Like, Suarez is a power-hitting third baseman.
Yeah, with 27 home runs.
One swing of the bat can flip an inning in the postseason?
Well, the other thing, too,
You wouldn't want to add that guy because, what, it displaces who? McKinstry plays all over, so don't do this make me pick between both. You can have both.
Well, that's how this team is. I'm making the point that when the postseason starts, and you saw it last year a little bit, it would be the most heart-wrenching thing, gut-wrenching thing, if the offense went away. And there's a possibility that happens, that the bats disappear, you're going against better pitchers.
Well, think about
this. And next thing you know, you're popped in the postseason because you didn't do enough offensively.
McKinstry's having the best year of his career by far.
100%.
If you looked at the last two seasons compared to this season, you'd worry about a drop-off.
Yes.
Javi Baez having the best year he's had in several seasons.
Torkelson, too.
Torkelson. And maybe they all hit. But why wouldn't you add reinforcements just to be safe? You don't have Skubal locked up beyond the next two seasons here. There is a finite opportunity here. And I know they believe they're very young and they'll be good for a very long time, but this may be their best crack at it with Skubal.
I don't
especially
think there's any question.
At this price, even if you extend him, it's going to come at the cost of other people. This may be your best shot at it. You have multiple chances. I'm fine with that. This may be your best shot at it.
But here's what people say as to why not to add offense, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what people are most worried about. And I've gleaned this from the conversations that I did not take place in because I just sat there and listened. Number one, they don't want to F up the team chemistry. People are truly worried about if you bring in an outsider that comes in and maybe plays every day. Let's be honest. They got one guy that plays every day. It's Riley Green. Other than that,
Torque plays every day.
Okay, fair. Torque. Everybody else is replaceable. They pinch hit for fifth inning and on. Like, the flexibility that I know they love, but it's not the worst thing in the world to have an everyday third baseman that can actually have a little pop, good defensively, and then you can obviously put a Zach McKinstry in other spots, in right field, at shortstop, in center field.
A pinch runner late in a ballgame. Yes. We just saw that
there
on Sunday.
There you go. I mean, he's very valuable. So people are worried about the chemistry. Do you buy that?
No.
Okay. Here's another thing.
So we had Scott Harris on last. John asked him about that, and it is a consideration for the guys they trade for. They do want good clubhouse guys.
Right. All about the culture.
Fine. But I'm not worried that they could trade for someone that would upend what AJ Hinch has built and what these guys believe in. I mean, do you really think one guy, like, they're not going to bring in a jerk? Someone's going to get upset if that's the other thing. Jake Rogers says, play Dingler. He's playing better than me.
Right.
You think someone in that clubhouse is going to get upset if they add a player who's playing better than them? The tone's already been set. We just want to win. I'll play a new position. I'll sit the pine. Just give me good players to play with.
Look at the so-called, and he was never a malcontent, but we kind of thought he was, Javi Baez, making the most money, has the biggest contract. I'll play center field. I'll play shortstop. I'll play third base. So I don't worry about the culture.
Long-term deal. Long-term deal for Cole Keith. I know it's not for...
Second base, third base, first base,
first base, wherever you need me.
Okay, so you don't buy the chemistry, the culture.
I think they have a good culture and they have a good chemistry, and I think if you drop someone into that, those guys get it. They just want to win.
The second thing I heard, offensive players will cost more, prospect-wise, than relievers will.
Okay, then we need to have a conversation.
Yeah. People are worried about the prospect because
they're right. They're right. Relievers are the cheapest thing to add at the deadline. Why would the Tigers be afraid to give up prospects? They have the best system in baseball. They could give up any two players and still have one of the best systems in all of baseball. The cup runneth over. They're going to run into some squeezes at the AAA and AA level
regardless,
where guys aren't going to make the 40-man. So get out in front of it. You pick who you want to give up and go get someone who helps you right now.
The third thing people say is simple. The offense is good enough.
Okay.
There you go.
Jeff Rieger is in, and he brought up something he's heard in the press box. Not once, not a one-time fleeting thought, but a recurring theme.
The growing trend, Jim.
The Tigers don't need to add a bat because they don't want to mess with the chemistry. They're just flat out good enough right now. What was the other reason?
They don't want to pay the prospects.
The premium.
Yes, but because offense is going to cost you more than an arm, probably.
Okay. There was the ridiculous Skeens trade that was floated by ESPN yesterday where the Tigers give up Clark and McGonagall and Keith and all these other dudes. In that blurb they wrote, even after this deal, the Tigers would have one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. The cup runneth over. They have so many prospects. That's partly why they're there. They're not all going to turn into big leaguers. If you think McGonagall's going to be Jacob Wilson and you want to keep him, fine. Go down the list. There's going to be the seventh, eighth, ninth prospect in this system that you could harness into contributors on a team fighting for a World Series and still keep your Clarks and McGonagalls. They have so many prospects. The idea that you don't need to add a bat, those are different conversations.
But you know what it is, though? I mean, people are still living 38 years ago when John Smoltz was given away for Doyle Alexander. That is true, by the way.
Okay, but can we do a more modern conversation?
A more modern conversation?
I won't trade Cameron Maben and Andrew Miller because they're going to be studs. I don't care how good Miguel Cabrera is.
Right, exactly.
That's who you sound like.
Like, I honestly don't think there's a modern-day comp of a guy you gave away, a prospect you gave away that you truly regret. Like Eugenio Suarez? You gave away him. I mean, like, honestly, like, who'd you give away that you regret giving away? And by the way, if it gets you a World Series or in the World Series, I give away anybody. I don't care.
Ticket Texter says the Brewers showed last night we need a high leverage reliever to close out the Dodgers. Who's to say the Dodgers will make the World Series? The Tigers are winning it all.
Okay, fair enough. But the National League is better than the American League. It's that simple. Like, give me the AL teams. Go ahead. That scare you. Good.
None of them scare me.
Toronto, little scary. Houston, little scary. Other than that, who?
Right. And the Yankees are probably in that conversation, too. I'm not saying I'm scared of any of them, but the tier of teams at the top. Yeah.
I got you.
In the National League, you're going to run through a murderer's row. I know. And most likely it's the Dodgers. And that's, by the way, who you should be chasing. You can't build the team on the assumption that the best team's not going to be there. You have to prepare like the best team in baseball is going to be staring you face to face at the end of October.
But even if it's not LA, like, the National League's a bitch. Yeah. Like, the Chicago Cubs are a scary team, and I know you took a series from them from Comerica Park, but it would be the most heartbreaking thing ever to see your offense go all 06 Tigers in the World Series because you didn't upgrade the bats.
Or 2012 Tigers. Like, there you go. We've had loaded, I mean, loaded lineups that have gone cold in the playoffs. Last year's Tigers team in games four and games five couldn't drive in runners.
No, you're right.
They stranded a ton of guys. And you know what they did? They struck out a ton. So you can't do your first to third thing when the ball doesn't get put in play.
And by the way, this team strikes out, top six team in the game in striking out. And yeah. I'm not trying to bash them by any means, but.
And if you say Suarez adds to that and you don't want Suarez, fine. But the idea that you don't want to bat at all because, quote, we're good.
Well, here's the other thing.
I didn't know that we had constructed the 27 Yankees and we're good. There's always ways to upgrade. And Rieger, it may be that there's not 100 guys that make this team better. Right? I think they're very good. There's not 100 players that make this team better. But there may be four or five that you should kick around.
They'll tell you, and Benetti says it at every broadcast, they are on the verge of breaking their offensive record, like ever. So
they can't get better. That's all I ask. You can't get better?
Well, your manager is the puppet master, right?
Right.
Like,
I trust him to juggle it.
He is the king of flexibility. So if you bring in a bat, even to get another righty-lefty situation late in the game, and AJ's so good at making sure to play chess instead of checkers.
Yeah.
But to bring in a guy that can actually help you offensively, I think it's a must. A lot of people disagree.
248-539-9797. Do they need to add a bat? Overheard in the press box a couple times. The answer is no. Texter says the Tigers need two good bullpen arms. Not great, just good. And they need to add a bat. Al in Macomb. I'd phrase it like this. I think if they add relievers, this team is built to get to the World Series.
Yes.
To win the World Series, that's where the impact bat puts you over the top. The arms get you there. The bats win it.
I'm with you. I agree. I do wonder, though, because the bullpen's been much better since the June blow-up, and we'll ask AJ about it.
Yeah.
I do wonder how many arms do you add in the pen, because I'm of the belief you need a swing-and-miss guy. You need a guy that can get in there, throw 99, high leverage, big time situation. Like last year, they had a bunch of guys that you could trust in any situation. They had a guy for every situation.
They did.
This year, I mean, Bo Brisky is in the minors. Jason Foley is unfortunately done for the season. Sean Gunther, the ground ball king, in the minors. Hanafy and Herter haven't been as effective. Holton, gotten better of late.
Lately, yes.
Not that effective, and you need your lefties to be good, so they need to add a reliever, maybe two, but they need to be big relievers, and they need a bat.
People that say the offense doesn't need help are the same people that said, wait till Vierling comes back. Vierling has done nothing since returning from injury.
I mean, to be fair, though.
It's still...
Yes.
It's only a handful of...
Kind of the same with Parker Meadows. Yeah. Both those guys aren't hitting, but both those guys just got back.
But are we still within, like, a month? In other words, like, the ramp-up of spring training that they did not have.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to cast them as like non-contributors because they're off to slow starts.
And by the way, everybody else is hitting.
Yeah. They pick each other up. Like Cole Keith wakes up. He's hitting damn near 340 the last 30 days.
He's unreal.
Rieger, the cat lover, has no idea what this team is. They don't need a bat. They need an arm. Team chemistry is key, Ian Canton.
See, that right there is crazy because if you believe Scott Harris and AJ Hinch set up this chemistry and culture, then they're going to trade for a guy that fits the culture.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about that. I mean, they're not bringing in a malcontent.
No.
They're not bringing in Rafael Devers, and next thing you know, he's missing a meeting with Alan Trammell. You hear that story?
I didn't.
Rafael Devers gets traded to San Francisco. The day he gets traded, he's scheduled to take BP and take fielding practice with none other than Will Clark, who's a god in the Bay Area. Devers blew it off.
No.
Didn't show up.
Didn't he try to make a whole scene about, like, I'm going to be a good teammate and I'll play where they need me?
Didn't show up, and Will Clark confirmed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let it be known, I was not someone stumping for Rafael Devers.
No, me neither. Good hitter, but that contract's brutal.
Well, it's a brutal contract, long term, a lot of money. He can't play third base. The worst defensive third baseman. So he doesn't solve that. And they like their flexible DH.
Yes.
I think there's better ways to upgrade this baseball team. Bring in Suarez. Where does Keith play? 300 average since June 1st.
There we go.
Can Keith DH?
That's the beauty of it. Like, it blows me away, and you made a great point. Like, Zach McKinstry is almost as valuable coming off the bench as a pinch runner, and then being able to take a spot defensively the very next inning as he is to when he starts. Right? Like, so you can add a guy and trust AJ Hinch to figure it all out, which he will, and I'm sure he would love to.
Rieger, the last great era of Tiger baseball ended in 2014 against the Baltimore Orioles. Do you remember who was at the plate for the final at bat? Because it wasn't Miguel Cabrera. It wasn't Victor Martinez. It wasn't any of the great sticks that they had in that era. Do you know who it was?
2014?
The last at bat.
The last at bat. Hold on a second. Was it Quinton Berry?
It's a good guess, the way I'm setting this up. It was Hernan Perez.
Oh, wow. Even worse.
So my thought here is...
Quinton Berry at least had a couple moments.
Have too many options. Have so many good options that it's not Hernan Perez.
Exactly. And now, to be fair, this team doesn't really have an Hernan Perez.
No, they're already a deep ball club, but get deeper, get better.
Yeah.
Why is that ever fought? You've dealt with this, and we deal with it sometimes. We say, hey, here's a name that may or may not be available. I think he makes the Detroit team better. And the response from a section of the fan base is, why do you hate our team?
Right. Like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get better. But see, that's the thing. I get it, man. When you're good, and these are the best kind of teams, kind of like out of nowhere, the Tigers are so good, you fall in love with every piece of it, and you don't want to give up any piece of it. I also think there's a part of it where people are like, it's almost more impressive to win this way without adding things.
Okay, real quick. Let me say, you guys would expect Meadows and Vierling would be everyday players in the playoffs for the most part, right?
Assuming they get back to form.
Yes, yes.
But you just said a key word, assuming. These are both sub-600 OPS guys right now.
And I think some of it's explainable, but it is the unknown.
Meadows didn't play last night righty against a right-handed pitcher, right?
Yeah.
But Vierling did in center.
And didn't look very good.
I mean, Meadows is the one, to me, you would accept because of his defensive ability.
Yeah.
This Vierling thing, I know it's very early, but it's going to be interesting how that plays out. And what if he doesn't get it right and you do nothing at the deadline?
Is there a way to upgrade the Vierling spot of the roster? The answer right now is yes.
Absolutely.